Hello, welcome to another episode of Davey B's Hit Song Vault. My name is John David Birdall, and I know, we were just in the 50s, but we're going back. We're going back to the 50s, right, Dad?
Oh, and there were so many male and female vocalists that would just
boggle your mind. It would boggle your mind.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do today on this episode. We're going to boggle your mind, okay?
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about Patti Page and Johnny Ray and Paul Anka, and of course, Dad, the big name of the 50s, right? Who's that? Elvis?
Elvis himself.
Elvis. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. So before we do get into that, do allow me to say the Davey B's Hit Song Vault is a 30-minute comedic and encyclopedic conversation about the music of our lives with Davey B and his son, John David. During each episode of the podcast, these two hosts will discuss and will play excerpts of 10 audio tracks within a specific theme or within a specific subject for your listening pleasure and total edification. Together, Davey B and John David do have a combined 70 years of songwriting and song performance and recording and music production experience between them. And thank you very, very much to Flatland Guitar, Schmidt Music, Orange Records, Eckroth Music Fargo, Drummer's Journey, Eventide Senior Living Communities, Guitar Center, and Prairie Public. Okay, Dad, so first on the list, right, on this new list of 50 singers.
Yes.
This additional list, right?
Yes.
Is Patti Page.
The singing rage, Miss Patti Page.
With the Tennessee Waltz. Yes, in 1951, right? Yeah. Released in 1951, right? It was a colossal hit.
Colossal isn't a big enough word for it, Johnny.
Oh, okay. Elephantine?
Yeah.
Mountainous?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. It's surely the most popular, most recorded.
Over 300 times, right?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it the fourth? Tennessee declared it like the fourth state song?
Yes, right.
For Tennessee?
Yeah.
Yeah. And didn't Billboard magazine have something to say about the song?
Oh, they had a lot to say about it.
Yeah. So Billboard magazine had said, right, that the Tennessee Waltz is possibly the biggest song in the history of the modern pop song business.
Yes, I agree.
Or how do you put it, Dad? How do you put it? Like, to ever have a what put on it?
A needle put on it.
Yeah, ever to have a needle put on it?
Yeah. You can't say enough about it, really.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'll stop.
Okay.
Okay, this is Patti Page with Tennessee Waltz.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me.
I remember. And there you have it. Patti Page, the singing rage, and the Tennessee Waltz.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. They don't get any bigger than that, John.
No. No, absolutely not any bigger.
Mm-mm.
Right? Okay, so next is Johnny Ray. Okay?
Yes.
With the song Cry. Now, Dad, are you trying to make the audience sad?
No, it's just...
Because didn't Johnny Ray sound so sad?
That was his...
Right?
Yeah, but that was his shtick, so to say.
Oh, okay, because he really just sounded like he was so, melancholy?
Yes.
Right, or morose while singing this song?
And he sounded more like he was crying the song instead of singing the song, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. You know, and so this was released in 1951. Right, and didn't he have the biggest hit with this song?
Yes.
I think another fellow, didn't he have a hit with this? Ronnie Dove?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1960-something, I think. Yeah, and the four lads are on this.
That's surprising.
Yeah, I had read that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do believe a lot of people love this song so much that when Stan Freberg, didn't he record a parody of it?
Oh, yeah, he did a parody of a lot.
Yeah, what was it called, though? What was his parody called?
Try.
Don't you know that it's the thing to sob and sigh? Singers do it, crowds do it, even little white clouds do it. You too can be unhappy if you tear up.
Okay, so this is Johnny Ray with Cry.
And your blues keep getting bluer with each song. Remember, sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky, so let your head down and go on and cry. If
you're gonna have to carry on without me. And talk about Pat Boone.
Yes.
Right? Pat Boone is next with Love Letters in the Sand.
Patrick Boone.
Yes. So Pat Boone had a hit with Love Letters in the Sand in 1957.
Yes.
Okay. And apparently it was a big band song, wasn't it?
Before that, yes.
Yeah. From 1931. I think the first big recording, right, hit recording of it was in 1931.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Pat Boone came along and made it a pop song. So yeah, this was a big hit for Pat Boone, right?
Right.
Who had no shortage of hits.
That's for certain.
Right? What were some of his other ones?
Oh, Pat Boone?
Yeah. Speedy Gonzales. I know you had me listen to that one.
That was a big hit.
You better come home, Speedy Gonzales, away from Tannery Row. Stop all of your drinking with that floozy name Flo. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's loads of roaches in the hall. Speedy Gonzales.
Tutti Frutti? Tutti Frutti? He had his version of Tutti Frutti?
Yes.
Right?
Just about anything he touched turned to gold.
Oh, bop, bop, a loo, mop, a lop, bop, bop. Tutti Frutti, oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti. Oh, bop, bop, a loo, mop, a lop, bop, bop. I got a gal, her name's Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a gal, her name's Sue. She knows just what to do. I've been to the east, been to the west. She's the gal that I love best.
Yeah, and this song spent 5 weeks, I think, at number one.
Right.
Yeah, Love Letters in the Sand.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Australia, I think it was number one.
Yes.
Belgium, it was like number one and number five, right, on different charts or something like that.
Yes.
Canada, number one. My goodness, this was a big, big one for him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very large.
Uh-huh. Shall we play it?
Let's play Pat Boone and Love Letters in the Sand.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the time take our love letters from the sand. You made a vow.
Okay, so the next song is by Tommy Sands.
I love Tommy Sands.
Yeah, the singing idol.
Yeah.
Right? 1957. And so the song we're going to be talking about is Teenage Crush.
Right.
Which shot him, rocketed him to sort of instant stardom, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Because he was on a show, wasn't he? As the singing idol.
Yes.
Kraft Television Theater.
That's it.
And weren't there lots of shows like that? Something, something theater?
Oh, yes.
Right? This Person Theater,
yes.
And This Business Theater. Quaker Theater, yeah. And Quaker Oats Theater.
Uh-huh. You could hardly turn on the TV, John, without running into Tommy Sands.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so. Didn't he, wasn't he doing so well? He got an offer to sing at the Academy Awards?
Yes.
Right? Everything was kind of happening for him in 1957, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Wow. All right, so this is Teenage Crush by Tommy Sands.
They call it a teenage crush. They don't know how I feel. They call it a teenage crush. They can't be is real. They've forgotten when they were young and the way they tried to be free. All they say is this young generation is just not the way it used to be.
Okay, so the next song on the list is by Paul Anka. All right, it's called Lonely Boy, released in 1959. So it was the end of the 50s, basically,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Canadian-American Paul Anka. And so why Lonely Boy, Dad? Why did you pick Lonely Boy? Was it because it was the bigger hit?
Not necessarily. Okay. It was just me. It sounded like Mantovani was playing behind me.
Whoa, yeah. Do you suppose it was because it was the end of sort of the 50s? Were they just trying to make some things bigger? And was that the maybe trend, you know? Yeah, man, Paul Anka is a big deal, right?
That's for sure. Mm-hmm.
This song stayed at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 for 4 weeks.
And also was big in his home country.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Canada.
Yeah, because he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Shall we play it?
Let's play it, John. Mm-hmm. This is Paul Anka, and I'm just a lonely boy.
I'm just a lonely boy. Lonely.
And next, we're moving on to Elvis Presley with his song, Let Me Be Your
Teddy Bear.
No. Now, Elvis, didn't he have, like, this was released in 1957.
Right.
Okay. As far as I know, Dad, you had been telling me that this was the third of, like, four number one hits he had.
Oh, yes.
That year?
Yes. He became such a big hit.
Uh-huh.
And so rapidly.
Yeah, phenomenon.
Yeah,
right?
He just took over the music charts.
Goodness. Because, was it, Dad? It was like there was life before Elvis.
Yeah.
Right? There was the world before Elvis.
Yes.
And then there was the world after Elvis.
Right you are.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, Dad, did you first see Elvis on TV?
Yes.
Yeah.
Saw Elvis on, get this.
Okay.
The Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey show.
Now, weren't they in the big bands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had their own TV show.
Okay.
And they had Elvis on it, and people just were, I can't think of the word or words that explain.
You just couldn't take your eyes off him, probably.
That's right.
I
remember
sitting
in my living room. As a youngster.
Yep. Was he gyrating his hips? Did they actually show that? Could they show that? Right.
Yes.
On some shows, didn't they kind of only film him from the waist up? Right. So you couldn't see his hips moving?
That was kind of what some of them tried to do.
Yeah. Shall we play the song, Dad?
Yes. Let us play the song, Johnny.
Okay.
Elvis Presley and Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear.
Oh, baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough.
Okay, so next is Frankie Lane with the song Moonlight Gambler. And it features, right, Ray Conniff and his orchestra. And the producer of this was Mitch Miller. Would you call this song like a public service?
I would
like
say.
Like public service announcement? You know, that they had, hey, you know.
You could call it that.
Yeah, watch out, you know, for the, what, pitfalls or the problems, right, with gambling, right? Dad, you had picked a song by Frankie Lane, right, for a podcast episode about television themes.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, for Rawhide.
There you go.
Yeah, for Rawhide. So Moonlight Gambler, Dad, does it fit into that sort of Rawhide world, into that sort of riding out on horseback, right, and wrangling and being a cowboy sort of mindset?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Being a gambler, right?
That's it, yeah. Then? Shall we play it for the folks?
Hey, you just stole my line. Okay, so let's give them Frankie Lane, right? Featuring Ray Conniff and his orchestra with Moonlight Gambler.
They call me the Moonlight Gambler. I've gambled for love and lost. When I gamble for love and it isn't in the cards, oh, what heartaches it can cost me.
We're going to just jump right into another Frankie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dad, you had mentioned that we ought to talk about Frankie Avalon.
Yeah.
Right? And his first number one song, right? 1959.
Right.
And that was called Venus. So, yeah, what? He had television appearances, right? Oh, him and Fabian and...
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Both Philadelphia.
Oh.
Stars, you might say.
Oh, okay.
And he had such a... big following on the American Bandstand show.
Okay.
But he just about owned it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. And I do believe I had read, Dad, that in 1976, Frankie Avalon recorded a disco version of Venus.
Yes, he did.
Yes. Because his popularity had been waning, but that like renewed, right, people's interests.
Or right.
His, yeah, the public interest in his work.
Right.
Right. But he did go on to say, right, that the disco version, right, it was all right, but I still prefer the original. Okie dokie, shall we play the song?
Yeah, let's.
Okay, so this is Venus by Frankie Avalon.
Venus made her fair, a lovely girl with sunlight in her hair. And take the brightest stars up in the skies and place them in her eyes for me.
Okay, so next is Bobby Darin with the song Mack the Knife.
Bobby Darin had the big hit.
Yes, you know, what, Louis Armstrong, right, Dad? Louis Armstrong had a version.
Right.
And I do believe Frank Sinatra had a version of it, right, that he recorded with Quincy Jones, I think. But Frank Sinatra said that Bobby Darin's version is the definitive version, okay? Frank Sinatra went on to say, Bobby Darin took the song by the scruff of the neck and turned it into the swing classic widely known today.
Yes.
Yeah, so this came from an opera. Yeah. And I do believe Dick Clark had advised Bobby Darin, hey, don't record this. You know, it's from an opera. People aren't going to get into it.
Right.
But then people got into it.
Right.
Right? And Dick Clark, you know, apologized.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops, I didn't know what I was talking about. But even Bobby Darin was reluctant.
Yes.
Right, to record it. Because wasn't it different from... right? Other tunes that he had?
Well, it was...
worked on?
It was so big bandy sounding.
Yeah.
And he was worried that his rock and roll fans wouldn't accept it.
Oh, yeah. Because before this, right, he had Splish Splash.
Yes.
Right, I was taking a bath all of Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do believe he was wrong, right? And Dick Clark was wrong. And Frank Sinatra was right. that this was the definitive version, right, of Mack the Knife.
Right.
Shall we play it?
Let's do it.
Okie dokie. So this is Bobby Darin with what song, Dad?
Mack the Knife.
Ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mack the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10 old Mackies back in town.
Okay, so the next song is by Sam Cooke. And it's a song that he wrote, right, and recorded, in 1957.
Yes.
Called You Send Me.
Songs that were recorded by black artists usually got covered by white artists so they could get airplay on the radio.
Yeah, pop radio, right?
Yeah. And that was something that this record
overcame, right?
Overcame is a good word.
Sure,
Yeah.
You know? I do believe someone had said, overnight with a single song, Sam Cooke, who had spent the summer of 1957 living in his producer's apartment, became a secular superstar, because he already had been performing basically gospel
right
before this, right? Mm-hmm. With audiences consisting of black and white men and women, young and old.
Yes.
Right? Teresa Brewer recorded a version.
Yep.
Aretha Franklin, right, Dad?
Yes.
The Manhattans.
Right.
Yeah. So shall we play the song?
Let's play it.
Okay. So this is Sam Cooke with You Send Me.
Darling, you send me. Honest you do, oh, you thrill me. I know you thrill me. Darling, you thrill me. Honest you do.
At first. And there you have it, gang. You send me. Such a good song from Sam Cooke.
Mm-hmm. I'd wondered, Dad, when I first heard that song, why does he keep saying, you send me?
Oh.
You stopped me. It's like, John, he's saying, you send me.
Yes.
So next is Andy Williams, Dad. Is there a song that this man couldn't sing?
Andy Williams could just about handle anything.
Yes. You could probably hand him a recipe.
Yeah.
Right? For scrambled eggs. And if he sang it, you know, you would just be in the throes, right? Of some sort of passion,
right,
or some sort of interest, right?
Right.
Yes. So the record label founder, right?
Archie Blyer.
Yeah, yeah. Andy Williams released Lonely Street on Cadence Records, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so the founder of that heard the song in Nashville, right? At the Everly Brothers home. Or something like that. And yeah, and then Andy Williams, right, got his hands on it and performed it, made a hit out of it, right, in 1959.
And it was a big hit.
Mm-hmm. A big, big hit, right?
Lonely Street. Where's this place called Lonely Street?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yes. Now, Andy Williams, Dad, wasn't he part of a group?
Well, it was part of the Williams Brothers.
Yeah. So he was part of like the Williams Brothers, and wasn't the thing that was, I mean, we could talk about this in another episode, but wasn't that the thing, you know, at that time, like brothers and sisters groups?
Yes.
Would perform?
Yes.
Right? The Andrews Sisters, the Ames Brothers.
And it's kind of, Johnny, how Andy Williams got into helping the Osmonds.
Oh, I suppose so.
Because the Osmonds were obviously
another family group.
Another family group.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
And then sort of Donnie and Marie became the, I don't know, standouts?
Standouts.
Right,
is
from
a good
that
term. Yeah,
yeah, just like Andy Williams did.
Right.
From his own family group.
Right.
So that's great that he perhaps mentored them a little bit.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Shall we play the song?
Yes.
Okay. So this is Lonely Street by Andy Williams.
I'm looking for that lonely street. I've got a sad, sad tale to tell. I need a place to go and weep. Where's this place called Lonely Street?
Will someone please tell this man where Lonely Street is? You know, for goodness sake. All right, that was Andy Williams, right?
Right.
With Lonely Street. Okay, Dad, we're at the last song now.
What, the last one?
By Steve Lawrence.
And actually, Johnny, we could continue on with this.
Oh, yeah. Keep going and going, right? We could keep talking about one artist after another, right? From the fabulous 1950s.
Oh, there were so many of them.
Yes. Off the top of this head, I'm thinking of like Jackie Wilson.
is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops. My pillow never dried. Lonely teardrops. Come home, come home.
You know, probably Mel Torme.
Yeah.
You know.
Lovely, you never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight.
Frank Sinatra. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't bring up Frank Sinatra.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft.
Dean Martin, I mean the whole Rat Pack, right?
Yeah.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitar and bella.
We could have brought up the entire Rat Pack and then everyone associated with them.
True.
You know, that they had duetted with.
Right.
Yeah. And so now we ought to talk about Steve Lawrence with his song, Pretty Blue Eyes.
He, of course, had a wonderful duet with his wife, Edie Gourmet.
Well, yeah. And that's what most people, that's how I got to know Steve Lawrence, is Steve and Edie.
Yeah.
Right? Steve and Edie.
My friends think I'm an awful bore ever since I fell in love with you.
I think, yes, yeah, Steve deserves his due.
Yes, definitely.
You know? Yeah, and wasn't he an actor as well? Didn't he act and, you know, sing and perform in Vegas, right? Didn't he have, like, a residency, perhaps, like, in Vegas for a little while? Like, Steve and Edie had that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, shall we listen to the song?
Yes, one of my favorites, Steve Lawrence and Pretty Blue Eyes.
Thought I was in love before, and then you moved in next door, Pretty Blue Eyes. From the neighborhood keep saying you sure look good with your blue eyes, pretty blue eyes.
All right, that was Lawrence Stevenson. Steve Lawrence. Yeah, there we go. That was Steve Lawrence, right, Dad, with Pretty Blue Eyes.
If you say so.
What are we talking about? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Okay, guess we have to say goodbye to the 50s once again, Dad.
Yes.
You know? And I suppose we'll be talking about groups next time.
That'd be a good one to do.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I think so. Okay, so if you have enjoyed listening to this episode, you can go to your favorite podcast platform or favorite podcast provider and search for Davey B's Hit Song Vault, and you can listen to more episodes of this show that way. Oh, there's the outro music, Dad. Looks like we're going to have to go.
Gonna have to skedaddle, Johnny.
Yep, travel back to the present because there's so much to do.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, thank you for listening, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
It's a cheater who pays. Well, it's a cheater who pays.